Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, Brent Reed from The Australian. Reedy, Sean Johnson is probably one of the most high-profile off-contract players who's been told he can look around. Where's his future at?
This is getting to the pointy end. The Sean Johnson saga, I reckon we might have a resolution next week or so. Now, privately, I believe his camp's very bullish about him joining Canterbury. I'm told that they're telling people that, you know, a deal's close to being done there. I've spoken to Canterbury. They have spoken to his management. They've asked his management to go away, come back to them in the next few days or early next week with what Sean will want. Initially, the asking price for Sean was 2 years, $1.6 million. It's now dropped, I believe. There's talk 2 years, $1 million. Obviously, we've had movement at Canterbury today. Dallin Martins-Lesniak is leaving. And that's freed up a lot of salary cap money. They're still paying him for next year. He was on over $800,000. They're paying a portion of that money, but it does clear up a lot of money. So I think we'll have a decision on Sean Johnson, if not over the weekend, by early next week from Canterbury. And once Canterbury press the go button, I expect the deal to be done pretty quickly. So I reckon the Johnson saga is close to a climax.
Well, that's a lot more palatable, isn't it? $500,000 a year instead of $800,000 a year for Sean Johnson. Yeah. And I think he has got a lot of footy left in him. I reckon that's a great deal for the Doggers.
You reckon Trent Barrett would be licking his lips at getting some experience in that side?
100%. Mm. Yeah, 100%. So I think there's a few clubs circling.
Yeah, and you look at Burton Johnson, the halves. I mean, you've got Kyle Flanagan there as well.
Averillo.
Yeah, Averillo is outstanding. Look, Shane Fleming has actually met with the Bulldogs recently about Kyle when these rumours started and was told Kyle's got a future here, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But, you know, they've just got to find a hooker now. They're obviously keen on Brandon Smith and iron out their fullback issues, and they'll have a pretty enviable spine the way they're going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, from one half back to another, reports that Gareth Widdop's return to the NRL could be sooner than we think, Reedy.
Well, that's gathering steam. It's interesting. George Williams, who obviously left Canterbury, I believe George is on a plane in the morning back to England, and the expectation is he will sign with Warrington.
Yep.
Now, Warrington is where Gareth Widdop is. And the Warriors are circling Gareth Widdop. They're very keen on him at the moment. I think Warrington want a transfer fee for him. Look, I think the Warriors would be willing to pay a small one, not a significant one. That's probably holding things up a little bit. But the Warriors are definitely in the box seat for him. Canberra's got an interest in him as well. We know that. That's been reported. But at this stage, it hasn't progressed anywhere with Canberra. So the Warriors are definitely in the front runners for Gareth. When George Williams gets back there, I expect they'll knock that deal over pretty quick at Warrington, and that should clear the way for Gareth to potentially leave and join the Warriors before the August 1 deadline it is now, isn't it? So there's a lot going on across the Tasman.
Yeah, well, Browning's been very proactive. He let Mamalo go to the Tigers, and now he's Dallin swapped with him. And I must confess, Widdop, I didn't expect to even think about him going to the Warriors. But when I think about it, I think it makes sense. But I think the Raiders need him more.
Well, and the Raiders is an interesting one because obviously they're in the market for Matt Dufty. Now, there's a bit of mail going around today that Matt Dufty won't play. I can't remember when that game is. Is it on the weekend
it's
or Friday
on
night?
Saturday, 5:30 game.
Saturday. There's a bit of mail that Matt Dufty won't play in that game if Zach Lomax comes back. So, Matt Dufty, after the way he played last week, disappointing performance. Canberra watched that. But they're still mulling over whether they make a play for him. It would have been handy for him to play this weekend, play really well, impress Canberra. And that probably would have got it over the line. But if he doesn't play, I'm not sure where it leaves. I still think Canberra will have a good hard look at him and potentially make an offer to Matt Dufty. But that performance last week hasn't helped.
Right, such a sliding door moment for him. The week before, we're all praising, saying, come on, Dragons, you're mad. Well, they saw something we didn't see, obviously. And that goal line defence, that one moment, could cost him an NRL career.
Yeah, huge. That is one to keep an eye out for over the next 24, 48 hours if the Dragons confirm Zach Lomax to play. Matt Dufty out of the side, putting his future in jeopardy. Quickly on the Broncos, the side that Dufty tore apart, Reedy. Matt Lodge, I thought Matt Lodge was destined to become a Knight.
Well, I think this ultimately becomes I think the situation with the Knights, it's died. I think it became a money issue to an extent, how much Brisbane were willing to put in, but also I think they sort of backed off at the last minute, the Knights. There were some people there who were very keen and some who were a bit hesitant about Matt. I still expect Matt to leave Brisbane. I think there's going to be some big changes at Brisbane coming up. I think Matt will be one of them. I'd be surprised if he's at the club after August, Matt. And you know, as I said, I think there's going to be some massive changes at that club because they want to get back in the market. They want to sign some experience in their spine. Stay tuned, boys. There's some movement coming.
Well, I heard today, I read today, Jaden Sewer could be one guy who is heading north, and so that means that someone else will have to leave north. So stay tuned, as Reedy says.
And I wouldn't put, you know, I wouldn't put a line through the Josh Hodgson thing. I know Ricky's keen to keep him, and at the moment, look, I don't think it's gone anywhere. But I think the Broncos are certainly monitoring it and thinking about it and wondering what they do. But before that, they've got to get some movement elsewhere. And I, you know, I think it's close. I think it's coming, boys.
All right,
That's it. That's the best he's done. That's Reedy's best mail for the year.
Really?
In my opinion. Yeah, in my opinion, I'm riveted. Everything he bought out, I'm on the edge of my seat standing here. You've done it again, mate. You've done it again. Awesome work.
Outstanding. Brent Reed with his best mail of 2021, as judged by MG. Reedy, outstanding work. I mean, you can probably hang him up now.
Oh,
I mean, you're done.
No, keep him coming. That's why you are the glue.
All right, Reedy, we will speak to you next Thursday.
Cool, guys.
Brent.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.